Okay, welcome everyone to our new sheer series for this year. Hi, Safta. My name is Mrs. Emma Katz, and to everyone who is a return learner, thank you so much for returning, and for everyone who is joining us for the first time, thank you so much. Our sheer series this year is called It's All Relative, a textual look at relationships in Tanakh. What we're going to be doing this year is we're going to look at each parsha, and we're going to pick out one relationship that can be found in the parsha, whether it's a mother-daughter relationship, a father-son, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, siblings, you name it, we'll find it in the parshiot. I know it's going to be a little trickier when we get to Vayikra, but don't worry. That's my problem. I'll take care of it. And what we're going to do is we are going to look at these relationships in the text, and we are going to try to draw out lessons from them, to try to extrapolate lessons that we can apply to our lives. So besides for the textual analysis and the understanding of those characters in Tanakh, we are going to try to understand how our lives can be impacted by their relationships. So thank you for joining us tonight. This Shabbos, we will be reading Parshat Noach, and Parsha Noach is not a parsha with so many characters. It's pretty basic. Noach, his sons, three sons, their wives, and his wife. And yet, while there are not so many characters, the characters that we do have are repeated over and over and over again. So whenever there is a tremendous amount of repetition in the Torah, it calls us to focus on whatever is being repeated. Specifically, the Torah writes time and time again that Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So tonight we are going to be focusing on that relationship, the relationship between Noah and his three sons of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So first we are going to discuss what was their relationship like before the Mabul. We know the basic story of Noah. Hashem had created the world back in Bereshit. The world went wrong. Hashem was not happy with how his creation had turned out. Therefore, he decided he was going to wipe out the world, create this Mabul, this great flood. One family, Noach and his family, were able to go into the Teva, into this ark that Hashem commanded them to construct. And then after the flood, they were able to leave the Teva and restart the world. So what was the relationship like between Noach and his sons before the Mabul? And to try to understand this, I want us to think for a minute. We're going to look in the Pasuk right now. And in the Pasuk, we are going to hear a lot about Noach. So let's see that first. And then we're going to ask our question. In Bereshit Parak Vav is when we first meet Noach. First in the end of Parshat Bereshit, and then in the beginning of Parshat Noach. So in the beginning of our parsha, it says, Ela toldot Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorosav. These are the descendants of Noach. Noach was an ish tzadik. He was a righteous man. Tamim haya bedorosav, or tzadik tamim haya bedorosav. You can repunctuate this pasuk in many ways. And each way that you slice it leads to more and more Mefarshim's explanations of the Pasuk. This Pasuk is like one of those taglines of the Torah. You ask somebody, what's a classic Pasuk about Noach? And it's Tamim Haya Bedorosav. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik in his generation. Et ha'elokim hitalech Noach. And Noach walked with God. Vayola Noach shlosha banim et Shem et Ham vet Yafet. And Noach gave birth to three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So based on this pasuk, it's pretty clear that Noach was a good guy. And whoever has learned these mefarshim before will know that there is great debate about the pasuk, and specifically the portion of the pasuk, tzadik tamim haya bedorosav. What does it mean that he was a tzadik in his generation? Some of the Mefarshim say that that means that even in his generation, even in such a terrible generation, such a corrupt generation, Noach was a tzaddik. How impressive is that? He was able to rise above his surroundings and become a tzaddik. However, the other side of the Mefarshim, the other camp, says that Noach was only considered to be a tzaddik because he was in this generation. Had he been in the generation of Abraham, he would have been nothing. When there was actually great people, Noah would have been a nobody. But since he was in such a terrible generation, he was a tzaddik. So those are the two approaches to this pasuk. But either way, no matter how you slice it, Noah was a good guy. Whether he was okay or he was great, he clearly was worthy of being saved. Hashem decided to save Noah. However, the rest of the world was eradicated. Nothing survived. Not the animals that did not come into the teva, not plants. Nothing made it. Not men, women, children. Everyone was destroyed, completely gone. We can first ask, how could Hashem do that? But that's not our question today. My question is, okay, Noah was worthy of being saved. And you could say, okay, his wife was saved so that they would be able to together continue the world. But why were his children saved? The rest of the children in the world, unfortunately, were not saved. Plenty of innocent children were washed away with the Mabel. Why were Noah's children zocha to be saved? Why did they merit to be saved? And there's an entire discussion about this, about when it says that Hashem spoke to Noah and his sons through Nevuah. Was it really Nevuah straight to them? Were they on that high of a level? And many Mefarshim agree that no, it was Hashem spoke to them through Noah, their father. However, the Ramban discusses exactly our question. Why were the sons saved? And based on this, we can start to understand how Noah interacted with his children. So if you look in the Ramban, again, the source sheet is in the chat. So the Ramban says that there is one approach, that Noah was a tzaddik. However, his children were no special tzaddikim. They were pretty regular. They weren't as bad as the rest of the generation by far. They did not have enough sins on their record to be destroyed, and they definitely had some merits, but they weren't anything too great. Rather, why were Noah's sons saved? They were saved because they were the children of Noah. They then were connected to Noah, and in his schut, in his merit, they were saved, but even more so. Had Noah's children been destroyed, had they been killed, that would have also been a punishment for Noah. And since Noah was a tzaddik, he was such a great man, he did not deserve to be punished by having to lose his children. So Hashem says, your children will also be saved because I don't want Noah to be punished at all. Or the Ramban says, you can take the other approach. O Yomar, ki hu tzadik shalim b'gam banav u'beito tzadikim. You can say that Noah was a complete tzadik. Not only was he a tzadik, his house was full of tzadikim. His children were tzadikim. His wife, their wives, they were all tzadikim. Everyone who was in his home were tzadikim. Kihu lamdam, because he taught them. Ke'inyan shekatuv ki yedativ leman asher yitzaveh et banav ve'et beito. This is where it gets interesting. The Ramban says the second approach, which he continues on to explain through the rest of this essay, is that it's not just the minor idea, the minor consequence of being around Noah, that they kind of became tzaddikim. That they were good enough. They were better than the rest of their generation. Noah was an okay father. Everyone else was completely corrupt, and they were okay. They weren't bad enough to be destroyed. The Ramban says no. There's a second approach. The second approach is that not only was Noah successful enough in chinuch that his children were better than the people around them, but rather they were tzaddikim. They were an entire home filled with tzaddikim. Because Noah took the responsibility of educating them. Noah recognized that the world out there was a crazy place. That everyone outside were rasha'im. They were terrible. They were corrupt. And Noah recognized he needed to educate his children. And he went above and beyond. He took them and kept them in his home, and he educated them to be true tzaddikim. They were zocha to be saved on their own merits. And then the Ramban brings this pasuk that is typically used to describe Avraham Avinu's success in education. That it says that Avraham ki yidativ l'man asher yitzaveh banav ve'et beito, that Avraham was known that he was able to command his children and everyone in his home to go in the ways of Hashem. And the Ramban chooses specifically this pasuk that is typically attributed to Avraham, and he attributes it to Noach. Interestingly enough, Rav Aviner makes a connection between Avraham and Noach as well when it comes to the discussion of Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'dor Osav. This conversation that we brought up before, was Noach truly special? Was he really a Tzadik? Or just compared to the people around him? Would he have been nothing special in any other generation? And Rav Aviner also compares Noach to Avraham and says, Noach was a great educator. Noach was extremely successful, much like Avraham, in educating the people in his home. But what made Avraham even greater? What made it that Noach was successful for his generation, but he is not our ideal image of what it means to be a tzaddik? Because Avraham took it outside the home. Avraham was able to educate the entire world, and Noach, we know, did not take on that responsibility. But I want to take this on the positive side for Noach and say that Noach's relationship to his children was one of being a strong educator, a leader, a true, strong father figure. That Noach felt a tremendous pressure and a tremendous responsibility. He recognized the corruption that was outside of his home. He recognized how dire the situation was. And he said, I need to educate my children because they are the ones that are going to continue on the entire world. Noach knew that they were the future and felt that as an intense responsibility. The Radak expands this idea of Noach being the ideal mechanich, the epitome of an educator. He says, as we said before, the Torah repeats time and time again that Noach had three sons. It says in Bereishis Parak Hey, Vayehi Noach ben Chamesh Me'ot Shana, Vayola Noach et Shem et Cham ve'et Yafet. Starting way back in Parak Hey, in Parshat Bereishit, we already hear that when Noah was 500 years old, he gave birth to Shem, Ham, and Yafet. And then again in Parak Vav, Vayulad Noach Shul Shabanim, et Shem, et Ham, ve'et Yafet. Why, the Radak questions, does it have to repeat Noah's children's names again in Parak Vav? And the Radak explains and says, Vayulad Noach, v'kfar hizkir banav shahulid l'mala. He said, we already mentioned who Noah's children were. Ella zichram hina achar she'amar hitalech Noach lehorot ki kimo she'etasek ba'avodat hakel kim lamad v'hergilat banav shehulid lasor midarchei harishayim. The Radak says that the Torah had to repeat who Noach's children were after it explained to us how much of a tzaddik Noach was. Why is that? To teach us what made Noach such a tzaddik. Because he was a great educator, not only was he hitalech lifnei Hashem, not only did he walk with God, but he educated his children what it meant to be a tzaddik, what it truly meant to walk with God. That Noach felt that he had to educate his children to walk in the ways of Hashem because no one else was going to. Lasor midarchei harasha'im, he taught them to turn away from these bad actions that were all around them. V'la'avod et Hashem v'la'daf kabo. What it means to be a true Eved Hashem, to stick to Hashem. She'in lo hayukin lo hayunit olim min hamavol, because had he not properly educated them, they would not have merited to be saved from the mavol. Ve'af al pi shehu haya tzadik, and even though that he was a tzadik, kimo she'amar b'sefer Yechezkel v'hayu shloshet anashim ha'ela b'tocha Noach Daniel ve'Iyov. We know that Noach was a tzadik, a true tzadik, from Sefer Yechezkel, where it says, who were tzadikim, Noach, Daniel, and Iyov. Had his children not been true tzaddikim, just Noach and his wife would have survived. They would have born new children after the mabul. Hashem did not have to save the children. But Hashem chose to save the children because Noach had established them as tzaddikim as well in their times. That he had began this process of educating them, of viewing his responsibility as a parent as a true mechanich, as a guide to them, to guide them out of the disgusting world in which they were living in. So Noach, we know, had this responsibility before the Mabel. So how do we see that this role of Noach and this interaction between him and his sons as a leader, as a father figure, as a mechanech, as an educator, how do we see this carry on into the Teva? And while we don't have many psukim that explain to us what happened while they were in the Teva, we do have many, many midrashim. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Kinim ta'aset ha-teva. It is describing the materials with which you should build the teva. And it said, Kilin umidurin, amar Rabbi Yitzchak, mahakin hazem mitaharat ha-mitzora, af tevatcha mitaharatcha. There is a specific type of wood that is used in the karban of the mitzora. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, in the same way that this wood was used in the purification of the mitzora and was also used to build the teva, just like this material is mitaher, it purifies the mitzora, one who has sarat. This teva, this ark that you are building out of this wooden material, should also purify you. And this is the first lens through which Noach saw the teva. Noach recognized that everything Hashem does is with a plan. That when Hashem made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and rain specifically, that Hashem used water, which we always know is purifying. Water, like a mikvah, is something that purifies you. And specifically, 40 days and 40 nights, a mikvah has 40 sa'ah, 40 measures of water. So Noach recognized that during this time, the world was not only being destroyed, the world was being purified. And Noach said, the world is being purified from all of the bad that has occurred, from everything that has been within it. All the schmutz is being cleared out. And he said, we must take our time in the teva to purify ourselves as well. We must allow this to be a cleansing experience. We must cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, and prepare ourselves to enter into the world and rebuild that world. So first off, Noach saw this opportunity. He said, I have prepared my children for life until now. I've gotten them to this point. I am so lucky that my children have followed in my ways and that they have become such amazing tzaddikim. And then he said, we are going to continue that process. We are going to use this time in the teva to purify ourselves, to get ready for leaving the teva. Next up, what else did Noach teach his sons while they were in the teva? What else did he take advantage of during this time? And there's an interesting heavenly conversation that is recorded. Participating in this conversation are Noach, Malki Tzedek, Abraham, Noach's sons. Everyone jumps in on this conversation. I guess that's how it works up in Shemayim. Kishamar Malki Tzedek, Kitzad Yitzatim Min HaTeva. The question is asked, Noach, how did you guys merit to come out of the teva? Amarlo bitstaka shehayinu osim. Noach said, oh, that's easy. We merited to come out of the teva because of the tzedakah that we did while we were in the teva. Tzedakah? Amarlo v'chi ma tzedakah hayalachad la'asu v'chi aniyim hayusham? They said, what do you mean tzedakah you did while you were in the teva? Were there poor people there? They said, wasn't it just you and your sons? With whom did you do tzedakah? Who could you have done tzedakah with? Amarlo, al hachaya v'al behema v'ha'uf. We did tzedakah with the animals and the wild animals and the birds. Lo hayinu yishinim kol halayla. We did not sleep the entire night. Ela hayinu notnim lifneze v'lifneze. Rather, we would go from animal to animal, giving each animal exactly the type of food that they desired. Pa mechad icharnu eratzminu v'yatsa avi mishubar. They said, we took this job so seriously, and only one time were we late, and our father came out broken. There's a famous, it is expanded upon in another midrash where it says that Noach was one time late to feed the lions, and by the time he got to the lion injured him. Besides for thinking that this situation, this setup of being able to feed animals all day would be my son's ideal occupation, That's pretty tiring. That's a big commitment to not just say, I'm going to throw all the food into the animal pens and they can deal with it themselves. Whenever they want to eat, they'll go eat. But rather to say, at each time, I'm going to walk around to each animal and take care of them in the best possible way, give them exactly what they need. Otasha Amar Avraham, Ma Ilu Alula Shasut Staka in Behima Chaya Ve'Uf, Lo Hayu Yotzim Misham, Ubishvil She'echerat Mokim At Kibel Sachro V'Nishvar. Avraham says, wow, we can learn an incredible lesson from this lesson that Noah has taught us. He said, look, Noah took so seriously this obligation to do chesed that he did chesed with every animal, with every wild animal, with every bird. And he said just one time he almost missed it and he was hurt. And when he did it properly, that was the schluyu. Those were the merits that he needed to get out of the teva. Ani im esa im b'nei adam shehim b'dmut v'tzelem. Avraham says, from Noah I learned that I can be, he learned that I should be doing chesed. That Avraham says, if Noah received such a great reward simply from feeding the animals, imagine what terrible tzarut I can be saved from. Imagine what merits I can accrue by doing chesed with individuals, people who are made b'tzelem Elokim. So Noach not only thought this was going to be a purifying spiritual experience, a spiritual boot camp of sorts, he also said this is a time to work on ourselves. He said, we came from such a terrible society where everyone was corrupt. It said they were stealing the smallest items from one another because there was no concept of what it meant to respect other people. He said, that's the situation in which my children have grown up. It's so disgusting. I can't allow them to go on thinking that that type of living is okay. He says, rather, I'm going to teach them what it means to do chesed, what it means to care for other people. We are going to even do chesed for the smallest of animals. And through that, my children will learn what it means to be a giver, what it means to be someone who is going to be worthy to continue on the world, someone who truly cares about the people around them. And lastly, it says in Bereishis Rabbah, Shesu lim bevis Hashem b'chatzrot Elokeinu yafrichu. There's this pasuk in Tehillim that it talks about Shesu lim bevis Hashem, that typically we understand it technically means planted in the bayit of Hashem. We understand this to mean either planted in the Beis HaMikdash, planted in the Batei Midrasho, the Batei Knesio, that we daven to Hashem, that we should dwell in his home. Says Shetulim Bevis Hashem, who is this speaking about, says the Midrash? Ze Noach, Sheshatlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bateva. We say we understand this pasuk to apply to us, that we desire to be back in the Beis HaMikdash, that we bless Hashem for allowing us to be in the Batei Knesio, the Batei Midrasho, in our shuls, in our learning places. But the Midrash says, no, that was Noach in the Teva. That Noah saw the Teva again as this spiritual boot camp, this place to learn, this place to grow, the place to work on himself. So we see that Noah related in this way to himself. He was a person who was constantly growing, looking for opportunities for growth. And he very strongly gave over that message to his sons. We don't see anywhere that Noah was the lovey-dovey, caring, warm father. We don't see any night activities going on in the Teva. We don't see that Noah was so concerned about them having fun or anything less than preparing them for their mission that they were about to enter into. Noah saw his tremendous responsibility as the new father of the entire world. And he said, that father figure, that leader needs to be a mechanich. I need to be an educator. I need to drill into my children the values that they will need to successfully repopulate the earth and turn the earth into a place that Hashem will be proud of. How do we know this? Based on how they came out of this experience. Post-Mabel, it says again, Vayihu b'nei Noach hayutzim min hateva shim cham v'yafet. The cham hu avi kenan. It starts telling us about the continuation. Rashi comments that it mentions cham hu avi kenan because Kanan's name will come up in the next story. So again, the Torah reiterates, who were the people that came out of the Teva? Noah, Shem, Ham, the Yafet. And it says, and then from these three, the entire world was created. So again, we got it. We know the same people that went into the Teva were the same people that lived in the Teva, were again the same people that came out of the Teva. The reason it is being repeated must be because there is significance for us. And specifically that it says, Me'ila nafsa kol ha'aretz. We know they are the only people that survived. It must be that the entire world comes out from them. So what are we learning from this? And the Ha'emek Davar, the Nitziv, teaches us a very important lesson from this pasuk, Me'ila nafsa kol ha'aretz, that shows us the success of Noach's chinuch with his children. He says, Shlosha banim, gam zeh hayasiba sheroi Hashem, shemimenu yiyeh nishtadel ha'olam, ba'asher haya lo shlosha banim halalu. Shekol alef yishlo koach acher, kimo shlosha bnei adam harishon, kimo shekatuv la'ayel. The Nitziv says, this pasuk is telling us of the tremendous reward that Noach got. That he says, Me'ila nafsa kol ha'aretz. We could have thought that Hashem had not had such success before with human beings. That it's possible that Hashem saved everyone who went into the Teva in the hope that maybe one would be good enough to repopulate the entire world. Because we know all Hashem created at first was one man and one woman. So we might think that Hashem saved a bunch and said, I'll pick out the best of the bunch, and from them I will propagate the entire world. However, the Nitziv says, no. This is to Noach's tremendous credit that the pasuk tells us that from all three of them, the world was created. That Noach was so successful in his chinuch of his children, of carrying out this spiritual boot camp in the Teva, that they, all three of them, came out worthy to be fathers of the rest of the world. That all three of them, while different, were zocha to populate the rest of the world, that they were worthy of being our new original ancestors. And the Nitziv continues and says, Me'ila nafsa kol ha'aretz, mal'a kol ha'aretz mivaye, ewa ba'olamdo asher mishlosha ila nechalka kol ha'aretz. It says the entire world was divided up between these three. He said this portion would be specifically for one son. The world was divided among all of them. Hashem wanted it to be specifically that the world would be populated by all three of them. He said, some people who would come out of them would be those that worked the land. They were relatively simple of mind, but Hashem wanted them in the world. He said there would be another group of people that came from another one of the sons who were the real thinkers. They were the intellectuals. And he said there would be the third group that came out of the third son, that they would be the spiritual leaders. They would be the ones who truly connect to Hashem. Al kol imkin mi kol shosha elu nitchalka kol ha'aretz. So Hashem says, Noach, you did a fantastic job. All three of your sons came out different, but amazing in each of their own ways. That Noach, is successful chinuch. You recognize the responsibility you had. You recognize that you had to prepare these new leaders of the future world. And you didn't just make them all the same. You educated them each in their own way, and they each came out as incredible people, ready to take on their world in their own unique way. So the Ha'emek Davar says, that's how we know Noach was so successful, because all three of them became the fathers of humanity. But this is all beautiful until you look at the next pasuk. And the next pasuk, we know that the story definitely goes downhill. It says in the next pasuk, Ve'ichal Noach ish ha'adama v'yitakerem. Noach became a man of the earth, and he planted a vineyard. Va'yisht min hayayin, va'yishkor v'yitgal b'toch ahohela. It says that Noah planted a vineyard, he created wine, he drank from the wine, and he became drunk, and he uncovered himself in his tent. Vayar Cham Avi Kenan at Ervat Aviv, Vayeged L'shnei Achav Bachot. Cham goes into the tent, he sees his father's erva, he sees his father's nakedness, and he runs outside to tell his brothers. Vayikach Shem V'yafet et Hasimla, Vayasimu Ashchem Shneihem, Vayalchu Achroni, Vayachsu et Ervat Avihem, Upineihem Achroni, Ve'ervat Avihem Lo Ra'u. Shem and Yafet, the other two brothers, take a cloth, they take a garment to cover up their father, they walk backwards without looking at their father, they cover him up and they leave the tent. There are many mefarshim as to what exactly it was that Cham did to his father, but when Noach woke up from his slumber due to his drunkenness, he saw what his youngest son had done to him. He said, "Cursed are you, Canaan." Again, Canaan is the son of Cham. He said, "Cursed are you. You are going to be an Eved. You are going to be a slave to your brothers." He says, "Shame, you will be blessed. Canaan, you will serve your brother." He said, "Yafet, you will be beautiful. You will dwell in the tents of shame. Vayhi Kenaan Eved Lamo. Kenaan, you will serve them. You will be their servant." Vayhi Noach Achar Hamavel Shlosh Meot Shana V'Chamishim Shana. Vayu Kol Yemei Noach Tisha Meot Shana V'Chamishim Shana V'Yamo. And then it tells us that is the end of Noach's life. That at the end of Noach's life, Noach dies at 950 years old. And that's the end of our story. So it seems to really take a turn south, a definite turn for the worst. However, the Sforno brings up an interesting point. And the Sforno says, Eved Avadim Hi Al Achiv. It repeats again that Cham or Canaan will be the Eved Avadim to his brothers. Ki Heyoto Eved L'Achiv Hayar Oy Lo B'Teva. He says, wouldn't this have been natural in those times? Either way, the younger siblings worshipped the older, served, the older siblings. Kivacha hayakatan b'ma'ale v'bazoy mikulam k'amru ve'eved ival l'chacham leiv. It says the younger, less important siblings always served the older siblings. Lachin b'chet o husiv sheya eved la'avadim. So the Sforno points out and says, it was added onto the curse. Not only would he just be an Eved to his brothers, but even if they were Avadim, even if they ended up serving others, he would be an Eved La'avadim. He would be on the lowest level of the totem pole. But why is this specifically the curse? And I believe that the curse itself speaks to Noach's amazing chinuch abilities. Noach could have given Cham or Canaan any curse in the book. He could have given any of the other biblical curses. Your land will not be blessed. There will not be any rain in your area. You will not have children. Whatever it is, he could have cursed him in anything. But Noach said, Eved Avadim Tiel Achicha. Eved Lamo. Eved Lamo. You will serve your brothers. What was Noach saying? He was saying, I thought I had taught you well, Cham, but I recognize that you are not strong enough yet. You came out of the Teva, and the first time you were faced with a challenge, you were faced with seeing your father in a slightly vulnerable situation. You were challenged, you faltered, you fell, you could not withstand this challenge. So Noach says, Cham, I recognize that you just need more time. You're the youngest. I may have not been successful enough yet. I have not educated you for long enough. But my life is coming to an end. I am passing on the responsibility to your brothers. It's not a curse. It's not a punishment. Eved la'avadim, eved lamo, you will serve your brothers. You have to stick around your brothers for a while longer. You're not strong enough to be off on your own. You must stay around your brothers and learn from them for a while longer. So it says, Shem is going to be so blessed. Shem, we know the people from Shem. Connect to Hashem. We believe that we come from Shem. They're the godly people. Cham, stick around Shem for a while longer. Yefet, you also, you are going to be great. You are going to dwell in the tents of Shem. You're also going to be fantastic. Cham, stay around Yefet. Learn from him for a while longer. So yes, while like any mechanich, you can teach and teach, and sometimes your students are not successful every single time in every situation, Noach recognized and said, this too is a chinuch opportunity. This is an opportunity for education. I'm not giving up on you, Cham. I'm saying you faltered, you fell in the face of a challenge. So stay around strong mechanchim, people who have the right values, stay around them for a while longer. So what can we draw out from this? That Noach was this amazing educator, that he recognized the opportunity that he had and he ran with it. He educated his sons, and from that he was able to rebuild the world, a beautiful world filled with diversity and filled with his strong values. So the Slonim Rebbe and Netivei Chinuch, the kuntres, the letter on chinuch, on education that is put out from Netivot Shalom, in his introduction to the Sefer, he says, Nosei hachinach hu ha'amid berush sulam ha'adifut, shechin hu ha'basis v'hayesod l'himshechiyut ha'kiyum shalanu. He says, what makes chinuch, what makes education of our children, of our students so important? Because it is the basis of our continuation. Without proper chinuch, we cannot continue. U'be'ofen miyuchad ha'dvarim amurim klapei dorinu. Dor shel chorban v'binyan, al pima shebi'arnu al yesod hakatov zechor yimut olam binu shat shnot dor v'ador. He said, every generation must build itself up. In every generation there are destructions, and we must rebuild from them. As it says, binu shat dor v'ador, that we must rebuild every generation. Sheyesh lomod v'ladad, kol dor et yudo v'tafkido hamiyuchadim. He said, every generation has a specific tafkid, has a specific obligation. The Arizal says we each have our own individual destiny, our own specific job. We see in the Sefer of the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech Milizhensk, the Pirosh HaKatuv, Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'dorosa. The Noam Elimelech connects our pasuk of Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'dorosa. How does he explain that pasuk? He says, Shemiba'er, V'hinei B'chol Dor V'ador Yeshor Shaltakein Mitzvot Miyuchadot Yoter Mishar Mitzvot. He says, every generation has that mitzvah they have to focus on. L'mashal B'dor Hazeh, he's talking about his generation, Yeshor Shaltakein Mitzvot Tzitzis. His generation had to work on the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Yoter Mishar Mitzvot, V'chidome, B'chol Dor Yeshor Shaltakein B'mitzvot Miyuchadot Yoter Mishar HaMitzvot. He says, Noah, what was his strength? What made him a tzadik haya b'dorosav? He recognized the challenge of his generation. He said, the people around me are corrupt. They don't care about others. They don't have a responsibility to other people, to the world. So therefore, they were destroyed. He recognized that his tafkid was to rebuild the world, was to repopulate the world with individuals who do care about others, who are going to carry on those values. So he focused on that. He took that as his role and he ran with it. And the Slonim Rebbe is saying, we have that opportunity as well. In our role as parents, as educators, as grandparents, as whatever stage we may be in, this can apply to each and every one of us. We each have an obligation to recognize the job of our generation, which Rav Moshe Weinberger says, we as the generation right before the coming of Mashiach have the same tafkid as the Dor HaMabel, of the generation of the flood, that there is so much bad in the world around us. Yes, there is so much good that we can take in, that we can embrace. But Rav Weinberger says that much like the Dor HaMabel, we have this obligation to create a teva, to build a safe space in our homes, a place that is insulated from the world around us, from all the bad, from the dark rushing waters around us. We have an obligation to create a teva, a holy space, a place where our values permeate the air. We must create that teva and allow our children to know that they have this safe space and raise them within these values, within this secure space that is blocked off from all of the negative impacts of the world around us. But in our generation, we recognize as well that they eventually came out from the teva, that I am not saying that we must block out everything from the world around us, we must filter out all the terrible, terrible everything. No, we must take in the positives, but we must shelter ourselves from the negative influences and say, how can I best prepare my children to leave this teva of my home? Create that strong spiritual teva and focus while our children are safely within that space on saying, how can I prepare them for the outside world? How can I prepare them to take on that world and build a world filled with chesed, filled with Torah Hashem, filled with mitzvot, filled with caring about other people? And the Slonim Rebbe says, when we embrace that mitzvah, that is when we are truly able to educate our generation. And that education is going to be the basis of continuing the rest of the world. So it may be zocha to recognize that we have the same power and ability that Noah had. We have the opportunity in every generation to build up the next generation, where it may not seem as dramatic as in the time of Noah. We look around and thank God see so many more people in the world. But recognize that by creating our teva, our home, our safe space, we have the opportunity to foster our children, raise our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, everyone around us. We are all responsible for the education of the people whom we are with within that teva, and prepare ourselves to leave the teva and create a better world when we go outside. Thank you so much for joining tonight. I look forward to learning again soon. Thank you to everyone.